Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1 to London next, where MPs will vote in the coming hours on elements of the new Windsor framework deal on the Brexit Northern Ireland Protocol. Former Prime Ministers Boris Johnson and Liz Truss, along with the DUP, will be among those to vote against the so-called Stormont Break, intended to provide a veto on the imposition of new EU regulations in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland Minister Steve Baker criticised the pair, telling reporters this morning that he would tell them they're both better than this.
Really, both of them should be backing the Windsor framework today. And what I would say is they're both better than this. We've reached this point thanks to Liz Truss setting the process in train. And today's measures are better, of course, than the protocol that Boris Johnson put in place. A protocol which he spoke about, and those things he said turned out not to be accurate. So, you know, he's got a choice. He can be remembered for the great acts of statecraft that he achieved, or he can risk looking like a pound shop Nigel Farage. And I hope he chooses to be remembered as a statesman.
Stormont Minister Steve Baker there, referring to Boris Johnson and Liz Truss, the two previous Tory Prime Ministers, if you're keeping count. Well, we're joined now from London by our correspondent, John Kilrain. So the significance of Johnson and Truss going overboard on this, and perhaps other Tories as well, along with the DUP, John?
Well, yes, there's something of a growing rebellion going on. As you say, Liz Truss and Boris Johnson, both former prime ministers, another former Conservative leader, Ian Duncan Smith, figures like Priti Patel, former Home Secretary, and the ERG coming out today. They were unequivocal yesterday. Today, they're strongly recommending members to vote against it. It was reported that around 30 Tory MPs attended an ERG meeting addressed by Geoffrey Donaldson. So it's already a lot more than people were thinking. Maybe as few as 10 MPs would vote against it. But the interesting thing, of course, there's a three-line whip involved here. So any Tory MP who votes against the government is liable for disciplinary action.
Yeah, and the measure presumably will be carried because Labour are backing it, aren't they?
It will definitely be carried with Labour's backing. We also just heard a few minutes ago the SNP, formerly the Scottish Nationalist Party, saying they're going to support it as well. It'll definitely be carried by the numbers. The question is whether a majority of Conservative MPs support it. The Conservative majority is 66. We're already thinking maybe 30 Conservative, up to 30 Conservatives might vote against it. If it has to be carried by a Labour vote, then that would be hugely damaging for Rishi Sunak and his continued leadership of the party. But you heard there Steve Baker saying to support it. He's a former chair of the hardline Brexit group, the ERG. Mm. And of course, Chris Heaton-Harris, the Northern Ireland Secretary, also a former chair.
Very good. We'll leave it there, John. We'll be hearing more from you in the course of the day as that vote takes place and there are further contributions to this debate. John Kilrain.